Welcome. We are at Clinton Central Tournament. Final boys basketball game, getting ready to start up here momentarily. A 40 left on the pregame clock. Mentioned, we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. To the Tipton Blue Devils at 9 wins, 0 losses on the season, going against the North Lions. Northeast Lions 13-2. We'll talk a little bit about their school. Not a whole lot. I did some research. Not a whole lot for me to mention. Short-term did research a little bit ago. Left home 6:30. So we'll mention about this game. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. ASO, Robbie Kendall, fighting internet radio access at ESPN.com. And we thank you for listening. And we'll mention a little bit about each school first. Talk about the tournament. Tournament started out like this. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils. Played yesterday. They played one game. Defeated Clinton Prairie. Prairie got the loss. Tipton got the win. Mentioned on the 29th, that's this morning, 7:45 contest. Then defeated Western. So Tipton earned the right to be here at 8 p.m. this evening. But we'll mention they're going to play against Northside Lions. Northside Lions, their path to get here. Yesterday, they played against Central, got a win, defeated them. It was 47-39. I should mention Tipton's game were in the teens. And then the first game was in just barely in the 20s, the 20s. Also mentioned 12:29, that's today, Northside Lions. Side Lions, 10 a.m. game this morning. They defeated North Putnam. So that's the right for the Northside Lions to be here tonight. Tim, the projected start time, be closer to like 8:20, something like that. They're still warming up on the floor. Blue Devils have gone into their locker room. Northside Lions went into their locker room. They're back out. They're taking some shots right now. And we'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils are school enrollment 454. They have a gym capacity. They'll host sectional gym capacity at Tipton High School, 1,050. Class 2A, sectional 39. There'll be 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will be Tipton Blue Devils, Bruins, Eastern Thomas, Hudson Grand Argyles, Miller Titans, Elwood Panthers, Eastbrook Panthers. And the principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. Middle school athletic director is Alex Weddle. Listen to the tail end of the earlier game this afternoon versus Western. You can hear a little bit of an interview with Mr. Alex Weddle. That was the 11:45 game. And the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Remind you, Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street. In Indiana, 46072. Dial them up at 765-675-7431. The web is TiptonAthletics.com. For the Cobblers, blue and white, perform in the Hoosier Conference, are an East Division member. We'll mention in the Eastern Division Conference, that is Tipton, Hamilton Heights, Western, and Northwestern. The West Division is Twin Lakes, Kenton Central, PS Central Catholic, at Lafayette, and Rensselaer Central. Tipton Blue Devils are currently 9 wins, 0 losses. They're 1 win, 0 losses in the East Division. Mentioned in the East Division, their next game in the East, a conference game East Division matchup with Northwestern, on January 12th, will be at Tipton High School. Mentioned the coach is Cliff Hawkins. 23 wins, 33 losses, working in year number 5. Tipton High School, 170 wins, 392 losses, in year number 43 as a varsity basketball coach. Mention the next game on the agenda after this tournament. Be against McConaughey Braves. McConaughey Braves will be at Tipton High School. That game will happen on Friday, January 5th, that's next week. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. We'll talk a little bit about the Noblesville home school. These are the Northside Lions. Side Lions, they're 15 wins, 3 losses. As I mentioned, they're in the Midwest Christian Homeschool South basketball. The standings mentioned they have six in their conference. We'll call it that. And 3 is Northside Lions. At 7-5, Indianapolis Northwest Warriors. 3-8 is Indianapolis Home School Wildcats. 6, Cincinnati Trailblazers Home School. 0-0 presently, Illinois Crusaders. And at 0-2, the Noblesville Lions. I'm going to mention the starting lineups here momentarily. Getting ready for basketball. We've already deserved the national anthem. And they're going to talk right now. And the public address is addressing the crowd. Well mentioned, Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils going to be the home team on the scoreboard. Northside Lions going to be the visiting team. But the non-starters, we'll mention that. Number 3, Simpson. He's not going to be here tonight. We'll mention number 4, Isaac Adcock, not here tonight. We'll also mention that number 5, he's here, that's Easton Walker, 6'4 senior. So here is number 12, Jacob Chandler, 6'2 sophomore. 14, that's Will Slagle, he's a 6'3 senior. Number 21, 6'2 inch junior, Lincoln Nottingham. And number 41, Jeffrey Wheeler, he's a 6'2 junior. Head coach is Greg Carnes. Greg Carnes, I'm guessing, had a couple of boys on the ball team. But they have 3 coaches, and we'll mention that's Greg Carnes, assistant coaches Josh Houston and Jeff Wheeler. Houston, Mr. Wheeler, I believe, is a couple of boys on the ball team. So we'll mention the starting lineup for the Northside Lions. Northside Lions will start like this. Number 0, 6'1" inch junior, Carnes, he's averaging 18.9 per game. Number 10, 6'2" inch senior, Joey Houston. Joey Houston, 22.1 points per game average. Number 11, 5'9" senior, Landon Carnes, 6.4 average. Number 13, 5'11" junior, Cam Brunk, 0.2 per game average. And at number 30, 6'1" junior, Ben Houston, 0.6 per game. As mentioned, the head coach is Greg Carnes. Now the non-starters for the Tipton Blue Devils. Number 2, 6'1" freshman, Peyton Aller. 6'2" senior, Gavin Hare. Number 15, 5'10" senior, Drake Johnson. 20, 5'8" sophomore, Nick Nasser. 21, 6'2" junior, Landon Seidel. Number 32, 6'3" sophomore, Isaac Hummerkow. Number 33 is a 6'7" junior, Sam Hummerkow. Number 40, 6'3" sophomore, Jace Clark. For 44, 6'8" freshman, Grayson McFall. Head coach is Cliff Hawkins. Now the starters for the Blue Devils. Ring number 3, 6'6" junior, 15.4 average per game, Teddy Carpenter. The 5, 6'2" junior, Sam Quigley, 1.5 per game. For 11, 6'1" senior, Nolan Swan, 19.6 per game. Number 12, 6'4" senior, Ryan Tracy. 7.8, and number 23, 6-foot senior, Jackson Money. 15.4 per game. Head coach Cliff Hawkins here to tip it up. Hawks is good. Going to be controlling the front court. Jackson Money to the hole. 2-point bucket. Controlled by Grady Carpenter. 7-3 on the game clock. Passing contest in the zone back there in the backcourt. Hard to get the ball across, and I'm across it to the front court. It's tipped out of bounds by Nolan Swan. Bring the ball into front court, side court. It's the Northside Lions. Tosses it in, back court. On the dribble, that's 13. Cam Brunk. Work it left side, behind the arc. Back pedal dribble, at number 10, Joey Houston. Guarding him loosely, out top is Jackson Money. Put the ball outside the arc. We're going to back out top. Grady Carpenter going to get screened off. He'll switch. Down low, they're going to pay. Get a low, Duke Harms. Duke Harms in the paint. 2-point shot good for Duke Harms. A ball game at 2. Blue Devils to the front court. Ian Tracy on the dribble straight away out top. Works the right side, Sam Quigley. Out top, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, 3-point shot good. That's the center. A 2 contest. 7 minutes left. 1 minute gone by. The ball game in the works. Back and forth in the backcourt, trying to break the press. They'll pass it across the 10-second line. The double team for the Blue Devils, they'll pass out of it. To the left side, 3-point shot, long 3-point shot wouldn't go. Out taken there by 10, So is Houston rebound, Blue Devils, the timeline on the dribble is Grady Carpenter. So the corner with it, three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Kim Quigley, ball carrying, is going to be picked up on the rebound for 11, Landon Carnes. Over to the other direction, they go off the glass, defense was good, Ryan Tracy. That wouldn't go, that was 30. Ben Houston, they'll go back the other direction. The block shot, Jackson Money, get the shot away. A two contest, 6:14 on the game clock. Really going first quarter. We're at Clinton Central High School. Side the arc, guarding the basketball, Jackson Money. They'll bounce it out top. That's 10, Joey Houston. Houston on the dribble. Now the backpedal dribble guarding him loosely is Tim Quigley. Back in the deep front, he'll dribble in. Cross the lane, he'll take a 14-footer. Good. Credit the bucket. North side Lions, number 10, Joey Houston. A four contest. 5:45 on the game clock. Eddie Carpenter in the front court. You know, dish off. You know, Nolan Swan, he'll pass it down low. He had a bounce pass on the cutter on the baseline. That was Ryan Tracy. Tipped the bounds, last touch by the Lions. So yeah, we're going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. We're going to toss it in tall. Jackson Money in alley-oop entry pass. Good. Jackson Money. Just given to Grady Carpenter. Then four contests. 5.5 minutes left. We're in the first quarter. Final game of the tournament. 8 o'clock start. What it was scheduled to be. Long three-point shot. Point shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 10. Joey Houston. Ball's going to care. I'm going to be last touch by side Lions. Along to Tipton. Left of the bucket. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. The Carpenter. Nolan Swan. Back to Grady. He'll walk it to the timeline straight away. Working on him out top. Second line, Duke Carnes. Duke Carnes playing the defense for the Lions. Nolan Swan going to dribble in. Spin move into paint. They'll pop a 14-footer. Shot wouldn't go. Rimmed out. Rebound out of there. Controlled by zero, Duke Carnes. They'll bring it to the front court. The legs will bring it back out. They'll reset the offense with Duke Carnes straight away to work at right side. Well beyond the arc. He guarded there. That was Ryan Tracy guarding the basketball. Landon Carnes. Top of the basketball once again. Landon Carnes going to pop a three-point shot straight away. Couple of steps beyond three-point strike. And seven, all game. Devil's going to dribble through the timeline for 28 on the game clock. Going to work at left side. Going to hand off Sam Quigley. Back to Grady Carpenter. He'll drive the lane with a behind-the-back dribble. Free him up. He'll try to go down low. Get it to Ryan Tracy. A foul whistled prior to. Foul's going to be whistled on the floor. It's going to be whistled on the Lions. A foul Grady Carpenter prior to the pass. So Grady's going to bring it in out of the base on the baseline of the bucket. Brings it in tall out by the center circle. Ryan Tracy back to Jackson Money. Jackson Money, 3 point, shoot it. 2 point shot at the elbow. Good. Credit the bucket. Money, it's a 9-7 contest. 4:07 on the game clock. Going to try to get it across the timeline. Court pressure, I should say. Three Blue Devils. So we're going to do court. Going to be a tipped away and a steal by Jackson Money. Nolan Swan going to push it up ahead. Reverse layup. Good. Grady Carpenter. 11-7. Blue Devils by four. That's moving. Ball was loose. No time called. We'll put it back in play. 3:44 on the game clock. Going to pass it across the timeline. It's Duke Carnes. Trying to get it right there. They'll move to the left corner baseline. That's number 30, Ben Houston. Around the perimeter, outside the arc, they go to the corner with it. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Credit the bucket. That's number 11, Landon Carnes. And Carnes, a 5'9" senior. 11-10 contest. Blue Devils by one. 17 on the game clock. They'll work it back out top. Sam Quigley. Going to hand off. Right side. Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. They go to the corner with it. Sam Quigley. He'll dribble in. Up the lane. Out top. They have a solid traveling violation. Just a slight travel right here. Might have passed the ball just behind. Step. Bringing the ball back to the Lions. They'll bring it in from side court. Right there in front of the Lions bench. So to the front court, moving the ball around, catches the hands, Ben Houston. Now back out top, back pedal dribble. Team Cam Brunk. Cam Brunk crossover. He'll work at left side behind the arc. Tipped out of bounds. Touched by Jackson Money. He's going to be out of bounds. Going to belong to for side Lions. Substitution, first substitution in the ball game. Number 21, Landon Spidell. Going to breathe, senior. And Tracy gets a medium five. coach, Cliff Hawkins, out top of the basketball. Going to move it to the left side. Now back out top to move it again. Corner 30, Ben Houston. Pendle dribble. Thought about a three-point shot. That was Joey Houston. Going to dribble back in the paint. Going to float one up. Couldn't go. Wouldn't go. That was 13. Cam Brunk. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. He goes to the front court. Drives the lane. He's trying to go off the glass. Didn't get the elevation he would get. He blocked, goes out of bounds. I believe that was zero. Duke Kearns, one junior, swatted out of bounds. Devils going to bring the ball back in on the baseline. Out of the bucket, tosses it in high behind the three-point stripe. Jackson Money, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter in the paint, going to take about a 10-footer. Two-point bucket is good. Blue Devils in front, 13-10. Irons going to dribble across the timeline with loose position right there. No backcourt, that backcourt pressure. 14-footer. Shot the free throw line. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound Tipton. That shot taken by zero. Duke Carnes. Going to whistle the foul during the rebound. It's going to be whistled. The Lions whistle with foul on 30. Ben Houston. Ben Houston has his first foul in the contest. Back in the ballgame is Ryan Tracy, number 12, 6'4 senior. Taking a breather for the Blue Devils is number 23, Jackson Money. 2 minutes left. First quarter, 13-10 contest. Blue Devils in front. Freaking baseline. Back out of there. Grady Carpenter picked up by Sam Quickman. Now Ryan Tracy. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded there by Duke Carnes. Look at the baseline. He'll go cross-court, skip pass. And Quickman, he'll dribble in. He'll go baseline with the pass. Get foul on the baseline. Sam Quigley, should say, Sam Quigley got the pass, Noreen and Spidell. Baseline, just outside the paint, going to absorb a foul. That's going to be whistled. Number 30, they have Northside Lions. Ben Houston, he'll pick up his second in the ballgame. Let's take a breather in the ballgame. We'll catch it out in a minute. Off the glass, open. Pass there, another assist for Grady Carpenter. Credit the bucket, 21, Landon Spidell. Team 10 contest. Ball's in the front court, out top of the basketball. Number zero, Duke Carnes. Duke Carnes working against him is Grady Carpenter. Working back out top near the scores bench. Working the ball, pretty good dribbling exhibition. Going to be an offensive foul, kind of a chicken wing. That's there to free him up. That's number 10, Joey Houston. Joey Houston going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. He got one. Team foul number four. The Lions, not the Blue Devils get to commit a foul here in the first quarter. 1:17 left. Now another foul here would put the Blue Devils at the stripe. In 1:12 clock moving. Outside the arc. Point shot jumper. Good for Nolan Swan. 17-10 contest. Blue Devils by 7. 1:02 on the clock. Crossing the timeline with no press. There is number 10, Joey Houston out top. Being guarded by Grady Carpenter. Backdoor cut. That off the glass, shot wouldn't go. That was 11. And then Carnes back the other direction. Blue Devils. Carpenter, opposite side, three-point shot in the air. Good. Credit the bucket. Nolan Swan, about a step behind the arc. In front of the Lions bench. And out on the floor, 42.8 left. First quarter, 20-10. Blue Devils by 10. Mention this game is in part being brought to you. Nice. Hey. Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com, or stop in, if only, to browse around. 1520 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, turnaround, prices low, prices so low, you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-2255. 9-1. Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville. So back on the floor in the ball game for the Blue Devils is number 4, Gavin Hare, 6'2" senior. He's going to be brought in backcourt. They're going to dribble it to the 10-second line. Ryan Tracy going to pick up the dribbler. That's 13, Cam Brunk. Now the switch off. They go outside shot. Left of center. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound Grady Carpenter. That shot taken by 10. But we ceased it. The other direction, 24 seconds left. Down low, off the glass. Power layup, left side. Having Hare for 2. 15 seconds left. 22-10. Bring it to the timeline right there in front of the scores bench. That's number 10, Joey Houston. stationary dribble. Working against him loosely is Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce in the free throw line to Carnes. Took it back to Heaton to drive baseline. Pop a shot about steps outside paint. How occurred earlier. No shot. 2.4 left. A whistleless foul. Grady Carpenter, he has one. 2.4 left. Bring it in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Tall pass to Carnes. A top shot, get the shot away, going to be a blocked shot. Blue Devils deny a shot for the buzzer. End of one quarter of play. Blue Devils, 22. Hyams, 10. We thank you for tuning in. Mission, this game is also, in part, being brought to you. TripsandFishers.com. Fishers.com, right there, they're in Fishers, Indiana. Reach them online at TripsandFishers.com. They're also in Noblesville. Quality cars, trucks, QVs, third low mileage, and one owner automobiles. Fishers, Indiana at 8599 East 116th Street. Dial them up there at that dealership in Fishers. 17-842-228. That number, 317-842-228. Long State Road, 2 between Noblesville and Westfield. The Crit in Noblesville, you can dial them up at 317-773-232. 317-773-232. Crit in Fishers, Tom, F-R-I-E-Z. Second horn sound's going to be ultimate possession arrow. You give the ball to the Lions. Northside Lions going to bring it in. Jason from the scores bench at half court. Tossed in. That's number 10, Joey Houston. Tossed to the backcourt. They bring across the timeline. That's number 11, Landon Carnes. They're on the right side. Going to move the basketball. They'll pick up the basketball. That's 13, Cam Brunk. Got rid of it. Trying to Art now. Guarding the basketball here is Ryan Tracy. They'll move it right side. The dribble, Cam Brunk. Top picked up there. Tracy. Going to be a back pedal. Going to be a in-away jumper from the left elbow shot when you go for Duke Carnes back the other direction. In the hands of Grady Carpenter out near the center circle. Guarded there closely by Duke Carnes. Working right side on the dribble. Jackson Money back out top. Nolan Swan. Working right side. Get it back to Nolan Swan. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Going to be tipped out of bounds. That's going to stay in the front court. It's the Blue Devils. 7:16 on the game clock. 22-10. Left of the bucket on the baseline, Grady Carpenter going to trigger the inbound. Up tall. The basketball, Jackson Money. Back to Grady. Grady going to go in finger roll into paint. Yep, 24-10. Blue Devils by 14. 7:06 on the game clock. They're working through the timeline. Pitch it around. 11, Landon Carnes. They'll move it left side with the basketball. That's D-Row Duke Carnes. On the dribble, he'll cross over. He'll drive in just outside the paint. He'll take a shot. He's got it. And he'll be fouled in the act of shooting. Shoot one more. So that's going to be the first foul here in the second quarter. Going to be on the Blue Devils. Foul's going to be whistled on Ryan Tracy. He has one. At the free throw line, they'll try for the three-point play. A zero, Duke Carnes. First three-point play is good. He's a 6'1 junior. He brought in from the backcourt. The dribble's going to walk through the timeline. That's number 3, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter walks across the timeline. Picked up there by Duke Carnes. The left side going to dribble in. Jackson Money, left side of the bucket off the glass. Layup is good for Money. It's a 26-13 contest. Blue Devils by 13. Across the timeline at a walk pace. Pass it out top. With the basketball, that's 13, Cam Brunk. And out top, center circle. The basketball, Duke Carnes, being guarded by Grady Carpenter. He'll pop a shot, three-point area. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Nolan Swan. Across the timeline at a hesitation dribble, working through the corner, Grady Carpenter. They're going to hesitate. He'll go baseline. He'll go out to the corner, Jackson Money. Jackson Money, three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good. Put six, Grady Carpenter. 8-8-13. That was by 15. 5:55 left here in the second quarter. Dribble in. Going to dribble across the paint. Get rid of the ball before he gets out of paint. Joey Houston going to lose possession. He'll get the ball back, and Grady Carpenter, reaching for the loose basketball, going to pick up a foul in the act. So they're going to whistle this foul on Tipton, chasing the basketball. Joey Houston went after it. The second foul in the ballgame, Grady Carpenter. Second foul here in the second quarter for the Blue Devils. Ian yet to commit a foul in the second quarter. A 40 on the game clock. On the dribble. Going to cross the lane to the corner. Going to dribble in. Baseline jumper. Good. He's going to be getting a chance for another three-point play for the Lions. With the bucket just outside the paint. The baseline. That bucket 13, Cam Brunk. He's going to be whistled on Ryan Tracy. He's going to pick up his second foul here in the ballgame. See Sam Quigley, 5 for the Blue Devils back in. And one Landon Spidell for the Blue Devils back in. Taking a breather is number 4, Gavin Hare, and number 12, Ian Tracy. Point play opportunity, rims off short. Called lane violation, didn't make a lot of difference. Step back, they're going to call a foul. It's going to be on 14 on the Lions team. That's Will Slagle. He's in the ballgame, 6'3" senior. He picks up his first foul. He's averaging 4.8 per game. 28-15. They're working top of the circle. We're going to back in. Nolan Swan off the glass. Shot when you go. He was deflected. Right there. The other rebound. Landon Spidell. Going to dribble in. Grady Carpenter. He'll work it down low to Spidell off the glass. Spidell for 2. Grady Carpenter with another assist. 30-15. At 0-7 on the game clock. Devils by 15. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Slow dribble. Drew Carnes. They're back out top. Move the ball around. Joey Houston. They're working right side. That's Cam Brunk. Side the arc. Going to take an elbow shot. Shot wouldn't go. Taken there by Joey Houston, the 2-inch senior. Using 22.1 per game. He'll go to the stripe. 2-2. One Swan going to get called for the foul. He'll politely ask the official maybe what he saw. An explanation. Free throw is good. He'll get one more. That's number 10. Joey Houston. Do one more. Second shot, also good. Houston, that's Joey Houston for 2. 4:48 on the game clock. To the timeline at a walk pace, Grady Carpenter. He'll work a right side behind the arc. He'll dribble in. Nolan Swan, they'll go to the corner with it. Sam Quigley, he'll dribble across the lane. Jackson Money. The lane, he'll take a floater. Joe thought he might have been deflected. Might have been, and Jackson Money couldn't get the bucket. 30-17 across the timeline. Devils front, 4:25 on the game clock. Outside the arc, three-point shot in the air. Rims off, where to go. Shot taken there by Landon Carnes. Rebound, Lions. Another shot, that ball was contested by Nolan Swan. Rebound out of there. And it's 5-0 to the front court, Grady Carpenter. 4:06 on the game clock. Call palming violation on Grady Carpenter. School palming violation, they'll be called. Michael Jordan made a good living and entertained a lot of folks. That move. 30-17 for 0-2 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. That's number 10, Joey Houston. Looking back around, going to be a steal. Steal in the mid, the 10-second line, and Nolan Swan going to go the distance to get the bucket. And the ball brought in from the backcourt. Couldn't quite get the ball corralled. Goes out of bounds right there in front of the Lions bench. It's going to belong to Tipton in the front court. Their front court, 3:49-2:17. Well, Swan calls it to the backcourt. Retrieved by Jackson Money. Across the timeline, working to the left. Dribble and give it back to Grady Carpenter. Top, he'll work through the center court line. Working back there at center circle. I should say the CC here at Clinton Central. Bring it through the corner, Sam Quigley. And Quigley going to dribble it back around, looking to give the ball up. Nolan Swan straight away in the center circle. They get him right there is number 10, Joey Houston. Outside the arc, three-point shot, good. Credit to bucket. Elbow extended. That's Nolan Swan. 5-17, Blue Devils in front. In the front court with the basketball. To that, Duke Carnes. Pass it back out deep. Front court. Back pedal dribble. Working the basketball. That's 10, Joey Houston. And against him, Nolan Swan, he'll screen him off. Landon Spidell pitched him up. They'll go baseline and take a jumper. Landon Spidell blocks the shot. Back into the hands of Joey Houston. Set it up again. Try another approach. at the rim here in the front court. 35-17 on the dribble. The paint can be tipped away and stolen by Grady Carpenter. It's going to be a foul in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter going to absorb the foul. It's going to be whistled. The Northside Lions, number zero, Duke Carnes. So they're bringing in from side court, barely in the backcourt, Sam Quigley into Nolan Swan. He'll walk it across the timeline. He'll work it right side, left, excuse me, right at center, and Nolan Swan hits the three-point shot. 8-17. Going to be a timeout on the floor. It's going to be called by the Northside Lions head coach, Greg Carnes. Let's see if he wants a 30 or a 60. 31 left. They're going to stay standing. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout right here on the floor. The Blue Devils already out. Actually, there's going to be a technical foul shot. A couple of those. Nolan Swan at the stripe. Well, Swan shooting two. The free throw line. Technical fouls are two shots. They used to be two and one. The shot up, it's off with Joe. Well, mentioned back in the day, it was two for a bench foul, one for a player foul. They're all two shots now. 2:31 left. Going to be brought in half court. Steve Carpenter and Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to be guarded right there as he crosses the timeline. He'll be screened off. That was number 10, Joey Houston. Down low, shot when you go for Lance Fidel. Down out of there, picked up by the Lions back to the front court. The Joe, they're working behind the arc. Look at the basketball. That's Joey Houston back out top in the package. The left corner in the ball game for Northside. There is number 5, Easton Walker, a 6'4 senior. So sport the sports short sleeve shirt underneath the jersey. Going to be a reach-in foul. As Easton Walker tried to go baseline. They're going to whistle this foul on Tipton. He'll be whistled on Grady Carpenter. He's going to pick up his third foul with 1:59 left here in the second quarter. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see having hair, but they're not going to allow the substitution because it was a two-shot foul. They'll allow the substitution after the first shot. Gavin Hare is at the scorer's bench. Free throw line for Northside Lions, number 5, Easton Walker. Out in the air, first one's good. Easton Walker shooting 79%. Shows why right there. And Gavin Hare back in the ballgame. Steve Carpenter going to take a breather. So bounce pass from the official, Easton Walker. He'll have one more. Second shot also good. Bringing it into the backcourt, going to be brought in on Swan. Back to Sam Quigley. They're going to pass it back to Swan. Going to pass across the timeline, Gavin Hare. To right side, Sam Quigley. Dribble in. They're going to paint. Pass it down low. Tall pass. Hard to handle. Gavin Hare goes through the hands. Goes out of bounds. 9-19. Devils by 20. 1:47 left. We're in the second quarter. Drill it to the timeline. That's number 10, Joey Houston. Behind the arc, the basketball, that's Cam Brunk. Get down low to get it back to Easton Walker. They'll pass it back out. They go inside the arc. Two-point shot. Credit the bucket. Number 10, Joey Houston. 39-21. Blue Devils in front. We're going to see the timeline. Going to step across right there. It's Nolan Swan still on the dribble. Find a crease right there. Try to get by. Ball's loose. It's picked up near the baseline. Northside Lions, number 5, Easton Walker. Walker going to dribble across the timeline, uncontested. Stop picking him up at three-point line. If Nolan Swan, he's going to pop a three. Long three, long off the rim, wouldn't go for Walker. Way down, Sam Quigley. He's trying to go to the front court with the basketball. Going to be a reach-in foul. Easton Walker with 1:01 left the second quarter. 9-21. Substitution back in the ballgame. Northside Lions going to be number 30. And Houston, one junior and original starter. He's going to be brought in backcourt. 28 foot lines. Going to be Jackson Money here in a moment. Bit of a conversation. Great conversation right there at the scores bench. Official. Devil. Official scorer. Doing that a good job for a long time. Going to be brought in. Jackson Money. Nolan Swan. Across the timeline with the basketball. Against him right there is Ken and Joey Houston. Top. Left side, Jackson Money back to Nolan Swan. They'll work it down low. Try a chest pass to Sam Quigley. pass tipped out of bounds by Lyons, going to belong to Tipton on the baseline. 50.1 left, first half. Be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. They'll get it in Jackson Money. He'll hand off, Nolan Swan. Swan going to dribble in. He'll be in the paint. He'll go left side off the glass. Left-handed layup, good. 41-21, Devils by 20. The 8 seconds left. Across the timeline with the basketball. Landon Carnes, he'll work it right side. Joey Houston. Out top, Carnes going to pop a three. Long off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Gavin Hare comes up with the basketball. Going to be a reach in right there. Going to be a tie-up. Going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow. Going to stay with Blue Devils. 4.7 left. 121 Blue Devils in front. Brought in Sam Quiggins. Jackson Money. He'll walk it to the timeline. That's Jackson Money. Going to be picked up there at half court. Landon Carnes. Get out top of the basketball. Sam Quiggins. Pick up the basketball and move it out near the center court line. Nolan Swan on the dribble. 9 seconds left. He'll work it right side, looking to get it inside. He's going to dribble. He'll work it down low. It's tipped off and it's picked. Go back the other direction. Long shot to buzzer. Wouldn't go. That was a half-court shot by 13. And Brunk. They'll take it to halftime. Minute intermission. Halftime score. Blue Devils 41. Side Lions 21. We do thank you for tuning in. And also mentioned this ball game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, that's Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. If you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. She has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients. Utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 17-513-086. Again, that's 317-513-086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, 317-513-086. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurants. Dandy Restaurants, good food, good friends, good times. Jim Dandy Restaurants, they strive to please you in every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot, Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Then, Noblesville Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward, making each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, good times are not far away. Jim Dandy Menu is calling for name. Jim Dandy Restaurants, Noblesville and Tipton. Also mentioned, in you this game, I say, what if you look online, you can find coverage of Blue Devil basketball, Tipton County Sports, can be found in the weekly Wednesday printed edition online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. That's TiptonCountyTribune.com. Dates on games and results. Follow at Michelle_Garman on X. That's Michelle, that's two L's, underscore Garman, M-O-N, on the X right there, it's formerly known as Twitter, the TiptonTribune.com. So, TiptonCountyTribune.com, and we'll mention a little bit about, we mentioned this in the earlier game today, talk about the Class 2A rankings. First, we'll mention rankings for each four classes, IHSAA, teams, each class. It was tabulated on December 19th. But you know that Class 4A, first three in the listing, that's for this week. Number one, Fisher's Tigers, their 8 wins, 0 losses. Number two, Westfield Shamrocks, 6 wins, 0 losses. 3 Lawrence North Wildcats, 7 wins, 0 losses. These tabulations were before the weekend, I should say earlier this week, around December 19th. At Class 3A, 1 Danville Warriors, 9 wins, 0 losses. For 2, Brevets Jesuit, the Braves, wins, 1 loss. Number 3 is Garen Catholic, the Eagles at 7-2. At 2A, at number 1, it's Wapahani Raiders, 9 wins, 0 losses. Number 2, it's Brownstown Central Braves, wins, 2 losses. Number 3, it's Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, when this is taken, 7 wins, 0 losses. They're currently 9 wins, 0 losses, playing here this evening. Class 1A, at number 1, Greenwood Christian Cougars, wins, 3 losses. Number 2, Lagodi Lions, 7 wins, 4 losses. Number 3, Evansville Christian Eagles, 9 wins, 1 loss. The 4 classes here in Indiana, HSAA. And we'll also mention a little bit about what's going on in Class 2A weekly rankings. As the floor is full of young boys playing basketball, that's the way it should be. But before I go much further, I want to talk about some nice lights. You talk about lights during the Christmas season. Nice lights to look at. If you want to drive 28 over to 31, go 31, go south about 3 miles, turn left there at the Hamilton County line, 296th Street, then go east right there, and about 2-3 miles, start looking left. See a very nice contribution from Mr. Kevin. I don't know if you want me to say his last name. I was told this by former official, then Blue Devil official. He does a good job. But anyway, he let me know that his lights are worked by Kevin. But anyway, stop and look at those. You can drive through, feel apt, and help him with a donation. Lights are incredible. Mention Class 2A. 16 weekly rankings, Associated Press, tabulated December 19th. The dates, I should say, the records are such, December 19th. We'll mention that number 1, Pahani Raiders, 9 wins, 0 losses. They're in sectional 40. For 2, Brownstown Central, the Braves, wins, 2 losses. They're in sectional 46. Number 3, this week, the Tipton Blue Devils, currently 9 wins, 0 losses. They'll be in sectional 39. That sectional will be happening at Tipton High School. For Fort Wayne Blackhawk, A's, 7-2, sectional 37. Number 5, Southwestern Rebels, that's out of Hanover, Indiana, 10 wins, no losses. Sectional 46. So in sectional 46, number 6, Providence Pioneers, 6-1, pretty good baseball there at Providence. 7, it's Linton Stockton, the Miners, 6-1, sectional 47. Number 8, Wayne Lures, they are the Knights, 6 wins, no losses, sectional 37 also. And the first team in a tie right there at 9, 15 tied at 9. The first one is Manchester Squires, 7-1, sectional 37. The team there at number 9 is Paoli Rams, 6-1, sectional 47. We'll mention at number 11 this week, Triton Central Tigers. The Tigers are 7-1, sectional 42. Number 12, it's Park Tudor Panthers. The Panthers, a nice gymnasium right there. It's been in existence maybe half a dozen years or so. Park Tudor Panthers are 5-1, sectional 43. Westview Warriors. Westview Warriors, they're 6-2, sectional 35. At number 14, North Jetson, the Blue Jays, 2-1, sectional 34. Number 15, Gary, 21st Century, are the Cougars, 3 wins, 4 losses, sectional 33. Also sectional 33. Then out the lineup here. Number 16 is Andrean, 1559ers, 3-3. This week, 2A, weekly rankings. Also mentioned, this contest today is puttingin sports.com. Varsity Sports. PT Support Education Base. School Varsity Athletics. Ball in the spring, football in the fall, basketball in the winter. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll also mention the game is in part being brought to you our Septic and Sewer. Our Septic and Sewer. Septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, for camera, water heading, tank riser installs, pump bacteria for septic systems. Slogan, remember, you can't go without us. Serving Hamilton County, surrounding counties since 2000, the new millennium. Family owned and operated, that's Powers Septic and Sewer. That's here on Highway 19 between Melbourneville and Cicero. Also bringing this contest to you, Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, much, much more. Professional installations are always available. Every product they sell. There are a myriad of products you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store. You can call them at 765-852-1130. That's 765-852-1130. That's Runyon Truck Store. They're close to Elwood, Atlanta address. We're going to run the clock out. They abbreviated the final seconds right there. 8 minutes on the game clock. They'll be brought in alternate possession arrow. Going to belong to the north side. North side Lions will toss it in slightly backcourt on a dribble across the timeline. That's number 10, right there, Joey Houston. He'll dribble right again. They'll try alley-oop down low. Around jumper. He came down with a basketball. Went back up left side of bucket. Two-point bucket. Good. Duke Harns. 31-23, 18-point advantage for the Blue Devils. In the front court of the basketball. And Tracy works the left side in front of the Coach Hawkins right there. That's Sam Quigley. Quigley looking to get it inside. He'll pass it out to him. Free throw line, he'll dribble in, Jackson Money. Jackson Money shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, shared there, credits the board, 30, Ben Houston. The timeline is Joey Houston. Get out top of the basketball, going to work at left side to move the basketball. Cam Brunk, back out top, they'll get it back to Joey Houston to go the corner with it. Long, 3-point shot, board off the rim. Shot taken there by Duke Harns. Harns goes out of bounds on the carom. Blue Devils going to bring it in from the backcourt. The dribble, Sam Quigley, 7:06 left in the third quarter. So we're going to do the timeline and work it across. D. Carpenter going to hand off. Little Swan, 3-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go to the board right here. Duke Carnes nearby with the foul. They call this on 23. The whistle on Jackson Money. Jackson Money picks up his first foul in the contest. 56 left. First foul here in half. It's on the Blue Devils. They have one. 50 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline. Duke Carnes. Took it right side behind the arc being picked up there by Ryan Tracy. He'll dribble in. Can't layup. They go reverse layup. Use that rim as a defender. The bucket. Duke Carnes. To 125. Point advantage to the Blue Devils. 6:33 left. Third quarter here. Cross over. They go through the leg. They go back in for the shot and get the bucket. Some shot in the paint, heavily contested. Absorb a foul. He'll shoot one more. O'Grady Carpenter going to shoot one. The foul whistled on Northside Lions. They're going to whistle this on zero. Duke Carnes. 3-point play. Rims off when go. O'Grady Carpenter. Rims out, picked up. Zero. Duke Carnes. Across the timeline on the dribble. Look at right side of the basketball. They move the ball back around. Kim Brunk. Back out top. Moving the basketball. Joey Houston. Oh, 3-point shot, rims off short, wouldn't go. Taken by Duke Carnes, back the other direction. Quigley down low, gets a pass, they'll work it back out behind the point stripe, tipped away, stolen by Duke Carnes, back the other direction. Hesitates a shot, let the defense go by, and they'll go back off the glass, 2-point bucket. Carnes at 53 on the game clock. Oh, 3-point shot, Nolan Swan, wouldn't go, rebound Jackson Money. Back wouldn't go. Fight for the board with Sam Quigley. Quigley going to get called for a light foul there in the paint. The whistle is foul on Quigley. They're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt, right of the bucket on the baseline. Substitution in the ballgame for the Lions, team number 14, Will Slagle. Will Slagle, again in the ballgame. He played some first half, 6'3", senior. Foul whistle on Quigley. He has one. Team foul number two. One thus far, second half, quarter. On the Lions, shot taken right here, 14-footer. Shot wouldn't go. That was going side Lions, Joey Houston. Back the other direction. They'll go to the corner, Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy, left corner baseline, right there close to the Blue Devils bench. One shot is good. 6-27. Long three-point shot behind arc. Go, that shot taken by 10, Joey Houston. Out of bounds, going to be long to the Blue Devils. Well, there's going to be a timeout called. This is going to be a timeout called by the Northside Lions. 8:13 left here in the third quarter. Devils in front. 6. Lions 27. They're calling a 60-second timeout. Again, we'll mention this game is in parts brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. In the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Hop in and visit Jewelers in downtown Tipton to the Diana Theater. Hope Jewelers, 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's 765-675-9720. Jewelers open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to Hope Jewelers, Tipton. So they're going to ask the boys to come out to the surface. They're going to oblige. 5:13 left, going to be brought in from the backcourt. Three Jackson Money going to trigger the inbound. Sure is going to pick up in the half court, front court of Tipton. The Lions crossed in. Going to walk it to the timeline at a dribble pace, Grady Carpenter. Pick up the pace, cross the 10-second line, work it right side, right, Ryan Tracy. They work it back to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan takes a shot at the elbow. Wouldn't go. Rims off. Rebound out of there. The timeline with the basketball. That's 10, Joey Houston. Top of the basketball, Cam Broke. They work it back right side, behind the arc, on the dribble. That's Houston. Going to be guarded there by Nolan Swan. He'll back pedal dribble. Near the corner right there in front of the scores bench, deep in the front court. Billy goes through the legs. Trying to get it. Lane right here. Nolan Swan playing good D. They'll work it outside the lane. 3-point shot would go. Shot taken by Landon Carnes. Ball's going to carry him. Going to go out of bounds. Going to be a last touch by the Lions. In the floor right there with 13, Cam Broke. And down, helping back up. Number 5, Sam Quigley. Brought into the backcourt. Blue Devils crossing the timeline. Nolan Swan. Swan going to work it right side. Hand the ball back off to Grady Carpenter. They're going to dribble in. Going to go to the corner with it. Ryan Tracy, opposite corner. 3-point shot is good. 9:27, 13 on the game clock. The timeline with the basketball. 13 gets Cam Broke on the dribble. Picking him up right here is Ryan Tracy. Get down low. Broke. Broke going to go off the glass. Going to get the bucket. And he's going to absorb a pretty good foul right here. He's going to go to the strike, shoot one more. Cam Broke, it's the bucket. They're going to whistle a foul on Tipton. The paint right there, they're going to whistle a foul on Ryan Tracy. He picks up his third foul in the contest. Halfway through the third quarter, 4 minutes left, 49-29. Blue Devils in front. Free throw line, going to try for the three-point play. Team Cam Broke. Eliot, Slyatt, Cam Broke. The rim around, wouldn't go. Rebound, Jackson Money. Across the timeline on the dribble pace, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter outside the arc, going to hand off. Nolan Swan, going to take a 3-point shot in front of the Blue Devils bench. Good, Nolan Swan for three. 52-29 to the front court with the basketball. Cam Broke. They'll work it inside. He's going to take a shot. The paint. The foul whistle. They're going to whistle this on Ryan Tracy. Defense right there in the paint. Going through the foul strike. Going to shoot two. Be number 13 again. It's Cam Broke. Broke shooting 82%. Free throw shooter. Lions. Shot wouldn't go, rimmed in, rimmed out off the backboard. Back in the ball game for the Blue Devils. Number 21, Landon Spidell. Taking a breather is 12, Ryan Tracy. He'll set down. He has 4 fouls in the ball game. Second shot for Brunk is good. Get the back end of a 2-shot foul. Cam Brunk, 3:36 on the game clock, third quarter. Blue Devils in front, 52. Lions 30, going to win in the front court, Grady Carpenter. Side of the arc, he'll go baseline. Outside the paint, going to take a shot, he's got the bucket. And they're going to call a foul on the Lions. Grady Carpenter elects to go baseline. Shoot one more, they're going to whistle this foul on Northside Lions. It's going to be called on Cam Brunk. Cam Brunk, most of this game, clean ball game, he picks up his first foul. 3-point play opportunity would go. Rebound, Sam Quigley. So that was another chance in the front court. Well, chance for a 5-point play in the one possession. Out top with the basketball. 3-point shot off the rim. When he go for Noah Swan. Rebound, Landon Spidell. Spidell back out. The dribble, Grady Carpenter. They're working down low, Spidell. Spidell going to go off the glass. Wouldn't get it. Defense was good. Intimidating his shot there. Joey Houston on the layup. Be a foul in the backcourt. Whistle a rebound foul. It's going to be whistled on the Blue Devils. Going to whistle a foul on Landon Spidell. He has 1 in the contest. It'll be the 5th foul here in the quarter. The Blue Devils go 4 left. Lions will shoot the rest of the quarter. Bonus. Free throw line. First shot, number 5. Easton Walker, a 6'4 senior. We're shooting 79% at the free throw stripe. Second shot is good. 54-31. Blue Devils in front. 3:02 left. A quarter. Going to walk it to the sideline. Grady Carpenter. Pick him up out top. There. That's Joey Houston. We're working in. Nolan Swan. Finn moving to Payne. He'll take a shot. Didn't get the bucket, but he'll earn the foul. And he'll shoot 2 at the stripe as Grady Carpenter. And 11, Landon Carnes for Northside. Nolan Swan back up off the floor, and the IHSAA is smiling. First shot short off the rim, Nolan Swan. They'll get one more. Nolan Swan going to step back to the stripe. He's an 84% shooter. I will mention these are 8-game stats. Didn't get the post in 9-game stats. Second shot is good. Nolan Swan got the back end of a 2-shot foul. 49 left from the corner. 3-4 shot wouldn't go for the Lions. Joey Houston back the other direction. Grady Carpenter. They'll work it down inside. They get it to Nolan Swan. They'll drive the left side. Right-handed layup is good for Swan. 57-31. Blue Devils in front. Side to arc. Back pedal dribble. They'll work a cross-court pass. 2:28 left on the dribble is Duke Carnes. They'll pop a shot left of center. It'll rim up. It'll get the top of the backboard. Come back in play. Whistle needed. Go off the rim there. Going to be a finger roll somewhat. The rim bounces in for Grady Carpenter. 59-31. 2:08 left here in the third quarter. Corner, he'll bring it back out. Joey Houston on the dribble. Work at right side behind the arc. Duke Carnes. Baseline just outside the paint. 2-point shot is good. Duke Carnes, a 6'1" junior. 50 left. 59-33. Blue Devils in front. The timeline, Grady Carpenter. Dribble in the paint. You're kicking to the corner. Jackson Money rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for him. Quigley is going to be the last to touch the basketball. Goes out of bounds. As Duke Carnes helps Quigley to surface. 37 on the game clock. Right in from the backcourt. On the dribble is Joey Houston. Drive dribble left side across the timeline. Look at left side, Cam Brunk. He'll dribble left. Picked up there defensively by Landon Spidell. Out top, 3-point shot good. Gets right of center for Cam Joey Houston. Joey Houston, 22.1 points per game average. They played 18 games. We're going to back in. Going to bounce around. Going to be stolen in the front court. Credit to steal. That's number 11, Landon Charms. Back the other direction, he'll work the left side. Walker Easton. Should say Easton Walker. off the glass, 2-point bucket. Under a minute, 54 seconds left, quarter. The 9:38 Blue Devils in front. They're going to work it in the, near the paint. Outside the paint, 2-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, north side Lions. Then Walker, see the front court on the dribble. Landon Carnes. 3-point shot, top of the circle, wouldn't go. Shot taken. Joey Houston. 33 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. Grady Carpenter deep in the front court with the basketball. Full threat available. He'll pass. Jason. Court pass. Jackson Money in the center circle. 20 seconds left. To the left side. Give the ball up to Nolan Swan straight away. Going to hand it back to Grady Carpenter. 12 seconds left on the game clock. He'll work the basketball there. Stationary dribble in the center circle. He's screened off. It's Spidey over the screen. Putting a shot. 3 seconds left. He'll take a 3-point shot. Grady Carpenter, right elbow extended at the buzzer. Shot after the buzzer, wasn't going to go. 4 after 3 quarters, Tipton Blue Devils 62, Northside Lions 38. Again, we do thank you for tuning in tonight. We'll mention this game in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. 710 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 460-4. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. And that's 317-984-931. They're a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts. So bringing this game to you is the Floor Store. Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. Buy, look around. Their showroom may leave you speechless. They find shopping online isn't really necessary. Excellence is required. Are just east on State Road 28, just beyond the car dealerships. Okay, it's 1003 Jefferson Street. Mention that Jefferson Street, Road 28, same road, a different name. Tipton, Indiana, home of the Blue Devils. You can reach them by phone at the Floor Store, 765-753-230, 675-3230. And Daryl and Swan, they'll lend a hand when they can. Also support your choices along with your decisions. You're going to be brought in half-court. Blue Devils all through the possession arrow. And by Tim Quigley in the backcourt, Friday. Grady Carpenter crossing the timeline. They're working back to Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to lose the handle. Picked there by the Lions. And then Carnes, they'll get it back to point guard. Carnes across the timeline. Their dribble pace is slowing up out top. Hand the ball off. Top Landon Carnes. Duke Carnes. Landon Carnes working the basketball. They're taking it down the corner. Ethan Walker. Long 3-point shot short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Going to carry him hard. Bam. Going to belong to Tipton. That 3-point shot taken by Landon Carnes. 27 left. We're in the fourth quarter. 52-38. Blue Devils in front. Walking to the sideline. Nolan Swan. Going to be picked up. Across the 10-second line. Landon Carnes. To Nolan Swan. And we're going back out. Grady Carpenter. Hey, out top, they get the ball to Sam Quigley. Back to Nolan Swan. Cross the lane, you pick up the basketball. We're back outside. Nolan Swan is going to get the ball back from Quigley. Quigley gets the basketball. He bounced it down low on the baseline. Jackson Money. Jackson Money across the lane. Works it outside. Grady Carpenter just outside the paint, or right inside the paint. Jump shot good. Carpenter for two. 64-38. Going to do the timeline. Going to dribble in. Working pass out the corner. 3-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket for 11, Landon Carnes. Landon Carnes, 6.4, game contributor. 54-41. Timeline, Grady Carpenter, going to use a screen from Jackson Money to work it down low. Nolan Swan is taking a shot off the glass. He was fouled prior to. Going to whistle his foul on the floor. The first foul called here. Quarter. 28 left. 54-41, Blue Devils in front. Substitutions in the ballgame. 12, Ryan Tracy in the ballgame. Taking a breather is Landon Fidel. To win the ballgame for Northside Lions is 21, Lincoln Nottingham, a 6'2 junior. To breather is Cam Brunk. Got outside the arc, wouldn't go. Jackson Money, rebound fought for, picked up. The rebound, going to be a rebound foul, and it's going to be whistled on Sam Quigley. He picked up his second foul in the ball game. Take a breather. Some medium fives right there on the bench area. The ball going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Trotted to the sideline. It's number 10, Joey Houston. Sitting on the dribble. Hops back. Going to get a give and go. It's going to be a bounce pass. Going to be intercepted on the bounce from Nolan Swan. And we're going up ahead. Jackson Money. Jackson Money. Turnaround jumper outside the paint. Way to go. His own rebound. They'll go to corner. Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter's three-point shot is good. Under 6 minutes left. 67-41. Blue Devils front. Long three-point shot for the Lions. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Grady Carpenter. To the front court. Nolan Swan. Spin move in the paint. Wanted to go off the glass. A little bit too far under. Go. Rebound. Cured there by 11. Landon Carnes. His brother, Duke Carnes. I believe it's his brother. Top of the basketball. Coach has two sons, I believe, on the team. Playing good basketball. 15-3 on the season. Off the glass. Two-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Easton Walker. Rebound secured by number 4. That's Gavin Hare. The right side of the basketball. Nolan Swan in the front court. Bounce pass crossways in front of the Blue Devil bench. Grady Carpenter to pick up a screen from Gavin Hare. Get outside the paint, outside the arc. Pulling shot, Ryan Tracy. Get the bucket. Gavin Hare chasing the basketball. Couldn't quite get the rebound. It's secured by Duke Carnes in the front court. Carnes with the basketball. We're going to have spin move. Pretty good dribbling exhibition. Still hand off in the paint right there. They'll bounce it outside. Walker, Easton Walker down the paint. Looking to get out of a 3 second violation. Didn't get called. Outside the arc. 3 point shot. And there. Go. That was 11. Landon Carnes. Keep in the front court. Stationary dribble. Going to slow it up just a bit. Stop. That's number 10. Working it there. That's Joey Houston. Go to the corner with it. Rims off long. 3 point shot. Taken there by Duke Carnes. The direction. Go outside the arc. The Carpenter to the corner. Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Might have got a free step right there. That's a Reggie Miller type of step. But no call. 67-41. 4:14 on the game clock. Going to dribble in off the glass. Two-point bucket is good. Credit the bucket. Zero, Duke Carnes. Carnes an 18.9 points. Ball game basketball play for the Lions. Side 4 minutes left. 67-43. Blue Devils in front. Behind the arc, Gavin Hare. Back out to Grady Carpenter. Back out to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble the lane. Pitch it down low off the glass. Gavin Hare couldn't get it to fall. Rebound Nolan Swan. They'll find Ryan Tracy in the paint. Back out to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan for three in front of the Blue Devil bench. 70-33. Blue Devils in front. He's 30 left here in the fourth quarter. Full substitution. Get ready to check in for the Lions. 1 for the Blue Devils. Out top of the basketball, the mover back out right side, Landon Carnes. The ball back, give it back up to Joey Houston. Set the offense. He's going to pick up a screen from Easton Walker. Not going to use it. Against him is Gavin Hare. Shot at the elbow. Rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Ryan Tracy. No six on the game clock. Going to dribble in. Back to the corner, Jackson Money. Jackson Money rims off, rebound, Ryan Tracy. Blue Devils. Nolan Swan, Ryan Tracy in the corner, back to Nolan. Behind the arc, he'll back pedal dribble. We're going to get him as Duke Carnes. Over to Grady Carpenter, he'll work in the lane. Lost the handle, but it was the pass. Gavin Hare, shot wouldn't go. The other direction, crossing the sideline. The basketball, three-point shot in the air, rims off. Right of center. Shot taken by Northside Lion, number 11, Landon Carnes. To the front court, long chest pass to the middle right there in the paint. Court pass, basically, from Nolan Swan. Tipped out of bounds. Find Gavin Hare under the bucket. Tipped out of bounds by the Lions. So the Lions going to end their end of the ballgame with a couple of substitutions. In the game at 14, Will Slagle. At 30, Houston. At 13, Cam Brunk. For 10, Joey Houston. 0, Duke Carnes. They're going to bring the ball in. Blue Devil basketball. Nolan Swan. Baseline. Outside the arc in the ball game for Tipton is Peyton Aller. Freshman. 6 foot one. He wears number 2. Working left side of the basketball. Sam Quigley in the ball game. It's a Grady Carpenter. The side to side court line. He'll bring it back outside. Left handed pass to the corner. Pulling a shot for Aller. Rims off long. Rebound out of there. Controlled by Cam Brunk. to the front court on the dribble crossover. But we're going to paint, kick it back outside. Three-point shot rims off short. I take him there by 30. Ben Houston down Blue Devils. It's 5-0. We're going to do the front court. Nolan Swan. Off the glass. Two-point bucket. Good. To Quigley. 72-43. Blue Devils in front. 1:38 left here in the fourth quarter. Up top of the basketball. They're working out top. Long three-point shot. He's off short. Taken there by Zero Duke Carnes. Rebound Blue Devils. Grady Carpenter going to slow it up. No, he'll pass it to the front court. There is Landon Spidell. Spidell for two, and Grady Carpenter, a long assist. 74-43. Crossing the timeline, Duke Carnes. Dribble in. Take it outside. Three-point shot outside the arc from the left corner baseline. Where'd he go? That shot taken by 30. Ben Houston in the front court. Nolan Swan with the basketball. The timeout. Timeout basically to get a couple of substitutions in the ballgame. Cliff Hawkins. Allow Nolan Swan and Grady Carpenter exit the ball game. Gets a good hand clap. 103 left. And they're going to play on. Taking a breather right now for Northside is 13. Cam Brunk. The ball game. Northside. Wearing number 21. Lincoln Nottingham. Second stint. He's 6'2". A junior. So we're going to outside the arc. Nolan back out top of the basketball. Moving the basketball there, Nick Nasser. Works it back around, move the ball around. Work it back around, going to be a pass, going to go to bounds. They're going to ask, catch it. They're going to say it was deflected by the Lions. It's out of bounds. Blue Devils going to get the ball in. Also in the ball game for the Blue Devils, to see number 40, Jace Clark, a 6'3 sophomore. So in the ball game, we're going to see him wearing 35. I believe that is Ridgeway. I can just kind of tell. Ridgeway, I believe he's a sophomore. I think high points of football. So 36 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Alley-oop play. Got the bucket. Nice alley-oop play from well outside the three-point line. Toss by Joey Houston. Good play there. I believe it was Zero Duke Carnes. About what they opened up the second half with. We're going to back out top of the basketball. Moving around, 17 seconds left. Crossover dribble in the backcourt, or should they deep in the front court. That was Aller. They go to the corner with it to pass it back out. Aller with the basketball. 6 seconds left. Aller is going to end up with a stationary dribble. And the clock's going to empty out. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, the Blue Devils, 74. Northside Lions, 45. Then across in front of the scores bench, shake hands. It's all about sportsmanship. We thank you for tuning in. Also mention, and this has been brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage, Indiana Express Rentals. Thankful for them, and we appreciate you listening. I'm trying to talk with Coach here in a little bit. I hope you'll stay tuned. I'm sure they're going to have some type of a trophy presentation. Complete this two-day basketball get-together at Clinton Central High School. And we'll mention next game on the agenda for the Blue Devils. They'll play a home game versus McConaughey. Check the listings. McConaughey home game. Be the sixth. Excuse me, it's going to be the fifth. The fifth next week, 6 and 7:30 JV to varsity. The Conquall Braves will be at the Kitchen Blue Devils. We're going to pass out some hardware, and we're going to bow out of here. We take my wife back home. She sent me another ad read via the text message, and what did we ever do without the cell phone? But anyway, hi, Derek. Hey, you want to talk? You want to talk? Okay. They're going to pass out some hardware. We're going to have a short conversation here in a minute. We're going to talk with Derek Davis. Derek Davis is the film coach here at Clinton Central High School. He's going to assemble a ladder right now. He's going to allow some nets to be touched, and they'll take those down. They'll have those for keepsake somewhere if they can find them later. Final score 74-45 here on the surface here at Clinton Central. Northside Lions, a home school team. Tell you what, for a home school team, they are incredible. I mentioned again, Noblesville School, Northside Lions, participate in a Midwest Christian home school Alpha Basketball League. All at a conference. Their conference, Northside Lions, now 15-4, led by Indianapolis Northwest Warriors, 7-5, Indianapolis Homeschool Wildcats, 3-8, Cincinnati Trailblazers Homeschool, 5-6, Northern Crusaders play a game, and Noblesville Lions. Well done, and we're going to give the photographs there in front of the press box because it's just a scorer's bench. I got to admit, Dowdy right here at Clinton Central, nothing but the best. Their athletic director, kind, she's taking a picture out there in front of the scorer's bench. Gentleman right here, he's kind of helping her out. A kind gentleman since day one yesterday. And I'm done, and we're going to try to keep this going here. We're waiting for Derek Davis. We'll talk to him in a minute. And Tipton Blue Devils, Northside Lions, finishing up the final ball game here this evening. And a Friday night basketball. You want to tune in tomorrow for basketball games. Hamilton Heights girls basketball. If you want to listen, you do. Play an 11:45 game tomorrow late morning. They'll go against Plymouth, the Lady Pilgrims. Then they'll stick around. They'll play a 6 o'clock game. It's kind of a round robin. It's not really a tournament. Play a 6 o'clock game. They'll go against Wawa Sweet. I've been to Wawa Sweet. Tremendous. Tremendous place to be. They got a nice waterway there. They got a nice reservoir. They got a lot of things there. I got to admit, I went to a Right to Life conference there. And Steve Arterburn headed up. I got to meet him first time, fairly briefly. Right to Life. Right there. And I'm absolutely Right to Life. But they're going to cut down some nets right there. Blue Devils. They're right there. And we'll see if Kevin Davis, we're going to maybe set this down. And we'll be back with Harry Davis and Cliff Hawkins. Please stay tuned. Okay, we're post-game right now. We're going to talk to head coach, Clinton Central. Full team, that's Derek Davis. Derek Davis, always good to see you.
Yes, it's good to see you too, AJ. Thanks.
Appreciate it. I know where you went to school. I know where you got your education. Some basketball IQ over there, and you're bringing it over here to Clinton Central. Thank you for doing that.
I've always wanted to be a head coach, and, you know, Clinton Central gave me a chance, so trying my best to turn this program around.
Absolutely. I tell you what, you're athletic director. Tell us her name.
Actually, our assistant athletic director is Kim Deck, and then our athletic director, his name is Rod Coffin.
Very good.
So we just got two athletic assistant ones to head. So,
and what, you had some pretty good basketball here in 2 days. A lot of fun times for a lot of folks, and that's not just including basketball players.
Oh, it's a good time, you know, for the community. We did this last year. We increased the tournament from 4 to 8. It was a great time last year. Last year's basketball group was amazing. This year's group was just as good. But a lot of good teams. If you're just a big basketball fan, it's one of the best tournaments, I think, in the state. So,
Derek, on a very sour note, a lesser note, Clinton Central school system with a very fortunate occurrence. They did cancel some basketball games. Tell us what you can about that young man.
You know, that young man meant a lot to this community. His mom's a teacher here and a coach here. And so when we found that out yesterday morning, it just hit a lot of our kids, hit our staff hard. We got the boys together early in the morning yesterday. while the tournament was going on, and they had decided that they just didn't have it in them to play yesterday. So, unfortunately, we had to cancel, you know, two games. You know, nothing that they just didn't feel it was right to go out and play if they didn't have it in them. And then last night, you know, after being able to spend time together as a team, you know, we went to lunch and then we hung out at our assistant coach's house for a bit just together, spend a bunch of time together and you know, mourn our loss of our loved one. So they decided they wanted to play today, and, you know, we didn't win. We lost by 10 to Fountain Central, but, you know, those kids, I asked them to do one thing, and that was play with their heart and leave it all out on the floor, and they did exactly that. You know, in the fourth quarter, we just couldn't hit a bucket to fall, and ended up being our downfall in that game. But, you know, those kids played hard, and they fought. So,
with that said, I don't know what I could come back with. Closing words you may have as the Clinton Central basketball coach for the boys.
I know as our kids are going to, you know, fight and claw their way back, you know, this community is going to stand together and you know, it's going to take some time. Of course, time heals some wounds for, you know, hopefully this community. And, you know, we just got to together and fight through it.
Hey, we're post-game right now. We're going to talk to the head coach, Blue Devils, Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, good win here this evening.
It was, and AJ, we really appreciate what ESPN Sports does for us and for you calling the game. So there's an awful lot of people who love to listen to the broadcast.
I appreciate that, but I tell you what, your boys, they move the ball fast, they play defense, and you got to admit, Lions from Northside play the game too.
They're a good team. And, you know, we didn't know a lot about them, but we knew if we brought our defense and get our transition game going, you know, that, you know, we could get the job done, you know, tonight. And our guys definitely did that. We established the, you know, after it got to be about 11 to 10, we went on about a 30 to 11 run, and I thought that really opened up the game, and then we pretty much maintained it the rest of the game.
Hey, what for coach right over there, Coach Carnes, couple of boys on the team, for the assistant coaches and the boy on the team, play the game well, and they must practice similar to you guys.
I think they do. They're now they really do rely a lot on their outside shot only, but we take outside shots as well. It's just I really admire their team, and I think they'll go a long way in the homeschool tournament, the national tournament. I think they go out west to play in it, and they've got a really good team.
Coach, you're going to get some days off. You get your legs back underneath you. This week, you'll play McConaughey on Friday night.
That'll be a big challenge for us, and, you know, we'll look forward to getting ready for that. But these kids have gone so hard. And, you know, you see how hard we play, and we play pretty much the seven guys. And, so it's time for them to get a break, and they probably need two or three days. And I think that, with that rest, we'll come back stronger than ever.
Coach, I got to admit, you probably got lots of wine in your past. You got a piece of wine in your hand right now that you gave you from the net. But I say what, you held it up right there. It looked good. How special is wine off the net after a tournament like this?
I think any time you play for the net, okay, and I think any time you get a net, piece of net, it just symbolizes, you know, what's going on. And, you know, there are people leaving the gym tonight that are walking out without wine. So I'm real happy that our kids are.